at least once in my lifetime. This message explains that our God is a generous God and that we need to break the mindset of poverty, allowing God to prosper us so that we can extend a helping hand to the community. Pastor explains 8 areas where we should be contributing to the community at least once in our lifetime.
Tonight I want to title the message. Actually, there are 2 titles. The reason I give a title is so that you will know where we are going with that word. Are you with me? It is not to have a fancy title, but the title is what you get in prayer so that you know where we are going, so you can respond accordingly. At least once in my lifetime. At least once in my lifetime. That should be what you should be saying in your heart when you go out from here. At least once in my lifetime. Subtitle it, Breaking the Cycle of Poverty. Breaking the Cycle of Poverty. Say that with me, Breaking the Cycle of Poverty. What we mean by poverty, none of us are, I explained to you a couple of weeks back, none of you are poor. Nobody is below poverty line. But something to understand scripturally, poverty is a spiritual force. It's actually a demonic spirit. Poverty is a spirit. It's got a personality and nature like any other demon. And it wants to exert itself on the earth. It's a demonic spirit. It is a spirit. It is a spiritual force. So if it is a spiritual force, and if it is a spirit, you can rebuke it in the name of Jesus and it will obey. Amen. Sometimes you rebuke a person, they won't obey. But you can actually rebuke a demonic spirit and the demonic spirit will obey. It is a condition of living from hand to mouth. We live, we eat to live and we live to eat. So you look at the majority of people on planet Earth, they work so they can eat. And they eat so they can work. It's a condition of living from hand to mouth. And God wants His people to be free from them. It's a demonic cycle. It's a mindset that keeps you from accomplishing what God wants you to accomplish in your life. And so that mindset needs to be broken off. Are you with me tonight? That spirit needs to be rebuked. So you can walk into the fullness of blessing that God has kept for you in your finances. Praise the Lord. Amen. Poverty defies actually logic and rational thinking. Because when you study the scripture, in the Garden of Eden, God never created poverty. So if it is not true over there, It can't be true over here. As a matter of fact, in the Garden of Eden, when God made animals, He didn't just make one species of animals. When He made cow, there were all kinds of cow. Even in that one species, there were all kinds of cows. Or when God made cat, there were all kinds of cat. There's the puma, there is the cheetah, there is the tiger, even there is the lion. Even in the tiger, there is the white tiger, there is the Bengali tiger. I mean, in each one of those categories, there is even more. When God made insects, it was just not one insect. Are you with me? Are you getting the picture? See, it defies logic and rational, if you are a Bible believer, that God never created poverty. But somewhere within the hearts of religious people, they would see somebody as very spiritual if you are very poor. The poorer you are, it almost looks like the more spiritual you are. Just like being rich is not equal to spirituality. Are you with me? The richer you are, it does not mean the more spiritual you are either. What I'm saying is, the yardstick is not poverty. Or the poor that you are, the more godly you are. Somewhere, that is not in the Bible, but people think it that way. So if God was generous in the Garden of Eden in terms of when He created everything, God is generous over here in His church. Look at somebody and say, God does not want you to live in lack, but in abundance and blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the number of dogs even, the number of breeds there are. I mean, He is so generous in the way He created. Every plant, every tree, every fruit. You have apples of so many varieties. You have oranges. I mean, in the creation, God was so generous in the way that He created. So the very nature of God is such that He is generous, He is magnanimous, He is opulent, whatever. I mean, He is excellent. Are you with me? Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want you to have that mindset. And if you are His child, I want you to break that spirit of poverty or that mindset of poverty off from your lives so you can enjoy the blessing of God. Put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. That is why in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, when He said, do not worry about tomorrow, He said, look at the birds of the air. Look at the lilies of the field or the flowers of the field. So He's saying, look how well they are taken care of, how beautiful they are, how much variety is in them. And if I am the Creator and knows how to take care of them, how much more your life? That is logic. Then there is something called the law of the dynamics of symmetry. That means when an event is moved into motion, even then that law continues. For example, every minute there are 26 waves that keep coming in. Whether it be high wind or low wind, 26 waves will keep coming in. That's the way God created. So whether there is high wind or low wind, 26 sets of waves comes in. Or on the keyboard or on the saxophone, E flat is the same in Japan, is the same in Russia, the same in Africa, the same in Kochi, the same in Europe. Everywhere it is the same. E flat is E flat. Are you with me? It's the same everywhere. As a matter of fact, the human body is just not made up of one cell. Amoeba is one cell. You know, one cell, a billion cells over here. Look at the way God created a billion cells. Are you with me? Are you getting what I'm getting at? Billion cells. That's how a human body is made up of. As a matter of fact, you know, when I was in school, I ran for a race. I did not know. I think there were about the closest that I came to winning in life was when I ran for that race and I came in, I think, 10. And there were only actually 10 people who ran that race. Once I had a race with my bike, my super bike. So I was racing with somebody and I came at close second. But we were only actually two of us who were racing that day. Close second. In a chess game, I've come close second other than biking. Even in a chess game, I've become very close second. So when I look at my life, actually, you know, my brothers are all good people, much better than me, whether it be with their character, whether it be with the talents, the giftings, whatever. But I was like, the question mark. So I always felt like a failure. And suddenly I realized the only race that I had won that set me free from that failure thought is I entered into a race without me knowing with 6 million other guys and came out first. That's when I was conceived in my mother's womb. Some of you will get it later. See, listen how God is generous even with your sperm. And you come out first. Look at somebody and say, you look like a champion. You came out first. You competed with 6 million people. You competed with 6 million people and you came out first. Don't look like a loser. Don't feel like a loser. Look at somebody and say, I'm a champion in Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Maybe some of you are sitting there saying, I didn't get good grades. I didn't get good marks. I didn't win any race. I don't have any cup. I didn't win any trophy. Come on, join the gang. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are a champion in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. See, what I'm trying to say is that God was abundant even there. God was abundant even there. Then there is the law of excellence or opulence, which means magnificence. You remember the temple that Solomon made? The queen of Ethiopia came and said, wow. If God was somebody who wanted to just say, listen, I don't want anybody to think of high of me. You know what? Do you know that more precious than all the gold and silver and timber and precious stones that went into the building of the temple of Solomon, the only thing that was more costly than that is your body and my body, which is so valuable that God said, all the silver and gold is not enough to redeem this body. Jesus said, I will shed my own blood, the holy, precious and holy blood. Are you with me? That is how valuable we are. Oh boy, I haven't even started the message. We haven't. Let me see how I can. The Lord is leading me in a way that I didn't think that I would be ministering today. So in my lifetime, you know, the Millennium Development Goals in the UNDP site, you can check it on Google later. UNDP is United Nations Development Plan. There are 8 of them. And I'll just mention it before I get into the word, because we're trying to get somewhere with this. Are you with me tonight? Come on. Give me at least $1 million smile. Development plan or goal number 1 this millennium was eradicate poverty and hunger. Jesus said, the poor you will have with you always. So we cannot biblically eradicate it completely. But one of the development goals was, as much as possible, to eradicate poverty and hunger. 2, achieve universal primary education. 3, gender equality. 4, reduce child mortality. 5, improve maternal health. 6, combat killer diseases. 7, ensure environmental sustainability and stability. 8, develop global partnerships. Why I say this is because we've come to a scripture. There are actually 1 billion people on planet Earth who don't have access to good water, drinking water. 1 billion. And we are speaking about this time that we are living in. 1 billion people. 1.4 billion people have no decent meal. One meal is what they have for 2 or 3 days together. $900 million people live in slum-like conditions. Are you with me? Why does the church have to prosper? $1.2 billion people can't write their own name or read their own name. And we are speaking about a time when we have so much of technology. Yeah, on our earth. 1/4 of the adult world, that is about 870 million people, are illiterate. So it is impossible for them to gather or hold wealth. During slavery times, whether it be in United States, or, you know, when the Jews were made slaves, it was illegal for the slaves to read or write. And even in India, you will find that the reason many of the Christian institutions, educational institutions, are attacked in some parts of North India, the reason is people are understanding, learning, and going on to a better way of life, and not entirely standing under a particular caste system that is ruling our nation. So in your lifetime, the reason you have to enjoy the blessing of God and prosper is you should have at least the heart, at least one child will I put through school in my lifetime, other than your kids. And we help out as a church, a lot of them. Are you with me? Gender equality. It is said that 2/3 of the world's work is done by women, but they have only 1/100th of the world's earnings. And that is why last Sunday, even though I didn't preach it the way I wanted to, we didn't have that time, but I strongly believe that God will prosper women in this church. You will have properties, you will own properties, you will have assets, you will have businesses, you will have, hallelujah, what it takes. As a woman, you will enjoy the blessing of God in your life. Lift your hand and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus right now. Everything is written in the guy's name, nothing in the woman's name. I mean, there's something wrong. Some of you might not like this message. Some of you will be okay with it. If you are somebody who is committed in this church, let me tell you, none of you should have the testimony of having beaten your wife or disrespected a woman. Are you with me? Four, child mortality. 11 million children die every day, every year. 11 million children die every year because of preventable causes. Preventable causes. That is 30,000 children a day. Preventable causes. That is why, other than just worship and prayer and singing in the spirit, please do that. I do that more than any of you. But in your lifetime, at least you should be instrumental for one child getting immunized. Other than your own. And please immunize your own children. Measles, polio, all these things are making a reappearance in some parts of the world. 15 million women die a year giving birth. Did you know that? 15 million women die a year giving birth. That is literally the population of our city. A year giving birth. Thought AIDS was the number one killer up in Africa, but it is actually malaria. Jesus didn't say to the UNICEF, feed these children, take care of them. Matthew 25:40-41.
And the kings will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand.
You have to read from verse 34 onwards, 35th verse. For I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick. And God didn't say pray for healing. Definitely pray for it. We believe in it. But said, I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. When did we see you like this, Lord? When saw we thee a stranger, I took thee in, or a naked and clothed thee? And the king said, when you did to one of these least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. You find that? That is why I strongly believe, just not our church, but the body of Christ in the last days will have the highest feeding programs. Just not when floods and tsunami come. Are you with me? I am all for hospitals coming up. Amen. I am all for rehabilitation centers coming up. I was once preaching up in Africa where the ministry was inside a jail and there were over 300 people of the convicts who got baptized in jail. Look at somebody and say, in your lifetime, at least clothe one person. Come on, church. Did you come into the church for this? Is this okay? Oh, you're wanting a revival message. Listen, we've been learning on this series, and some of this has to be practical. Are you with me? Because many a time I see people having all night prayer, fasting for 40 days. I mean, wonderful. Please do it. I do it more than any of you. But unless together with that, without losing our focus away from the gospel, we allow the love of God to flow through us and allow God to so prosper us and bless us, that we can be a helping hand to the rest of the community. We are not fulfilling God's mandate on earth. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, help us. Holy Spirit, help us. I've visited hospitals where people, in places where people are really sick, they can't afford to go to a hospital. They don't have the faith for supernatural healing either. And sometimes I've sat there and cried, saying, Lord, at least let them die with dignity. Where the parents throw them out, or children throw them out, or your lifetime, do something. When God prospered the children of Israel in the Old Testament, there was a law, the law of gleaning. That is, if you had a field, you could take in the harvest, but the sides of the field were supposed to be left as it is. That which had fallen from the trees, the fruit was supposed to be left as it is. Because if somebody has a need, and somebody has to get in and pick up something, let them do it. That is the Old Testament. Somebody getting blessed because of the hard work that you did. It is your field. And that is why to Ruth, Boaz said to his servants, drop something purposefully. Are you with me? Let her take as much as she wants. Drop something. Abundance coming out of a cycle of poverty is this, that you have so much of blessing that you can drop something purposefully and say, take it, take it, take it, take it. Lift your hand and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. The blessing of God, so much that you can purposefully drop something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So how do you come out of poverty? How do you break the cycle? Number one, imagery, or changing the image. It begins with you changing the image. Imagery, you're able to think, imagine. There is only one nation across the world that you can go without visa, without passport, without a plane, without money. It's only one nation, and that is imagination. You don't need a visa, you don't need a passport, nothing. You can go there. Imagination. Imagery. Imagination. Every blessing begins when you begin to conceive it in your mind. Devil controls you by the images that he places in you. And God will progress you by giving you the right thoughts about yourself. Picture you have of yourself. Are you with me? I mean, tonight is just basic practical thing. I mean, can you imagine yourself? So much of the love of God flowing through you, so much of God's wisdom inside of you, so much of blessing inside of you, that actually you are lending to nations, building up homes, providing drinking water, clothing people by millions. Can you imagine that? Are you always looking at, okay, where do I get my Armani suit now? Lord, prosper me, my Armani suit. Definitely have 3 or 4 of them. It is not materialistic thinking, but creative thinking. That is why Joseph was so filled with wisdom that he looked at how he could have the biggest feeding program. He saw that. Some of your mind sets are going to be broken off. Amen. Poverty mindsets are going to be broken off. Every captive, every thought that makes you a captive to the devil is getting broken off. You are a child of God. You are not an addict. You are not in bondage. You are not a child of the devil. You are not a bad person. You are a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are a holy nation set apart for God. You are a royal priesthood, a peculiar treasure. You belong to Jesus. He shed his blood for you. Mindsets are being broken off that is evil in your life. And God is releasing a Holy Spirit mindset. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, imagination. You know, sometimes when I travel, I don't do this at home. I don't clean the toilet at home. But imagine I'm traveling and I'm staying in somebody else's house, or you know, I'm inside a plane and you go to the bathroom, and imagine it is not our Air India, some other airline, you know, some other Western country airline. you're inside the airline, you go into the bathroom, and the bathroom is a mess. As much as possible, before I step out, I'll clean it. You know why? Because there'll be people waiting outside to get to the bathroom, and I come out and they'll say, these Indians, they dirty every place. Just not to hear that, I don't do this at home. I clean it. Are you with me? Because stepping out, I don't want guy to look at me and say, okay, this Indian, is they dirty up every other place? I might have to use a lot of those cologne and all that, but I make sure the best way I can have. And step out. Is it amazing? We you know, educated places in India, Kerala, is some of the dirtiest cities. We can't even keep our house clean. See, there's something wrong. Because your mindset should be, I will not tolerate dirt. Why do we keep this church as clean as possible? Because it doesn't happen automatically. Angels don't come from heaven and sweep the floor every week, you know. People actually work to get this clean. Because you want an atmosphere that is clean. Are you with me? One thing my spiritual father taught me years back, he taught me and he told me, the devil cannot stand cleanliness. And he told me, whenever we used to cast the devil out of somebody, one thing common was, they were always dirty. They always smell. No personal hygiene. Don't take a bath. The best way to be devil free is to just take a bath every day. Are you still with me tonight? Look at somebody and say, just be clean. Just keep your house clean, your clothes clean, your bedroom clean, your office space clean. Are you with me? See, because you see dirt, then dirt is in your mind. You cannot imagine. Two, lack of time. Look at one scripture, Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. The book of Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but shall you meditate on it day and night, and you observe to do all that is written in them, that you may make your way prosperous and you have good success. Are you with me? Meditate. That's what God was telling Joshua, because Joshua was born in slavery in Egypt. He led a nomadic life in the wilderness. God is about to step him into the promised land of investments and land, vineyards and wells and blessings. But God said, before I take you in, I want your thought life to change. I want you to meditate on the law of God and the blessings of God. I want you to meditate on it. Because otherwise you're going to think the way you thought in Goshen, in Egypt. And you're going to make it your lifestyle what your experience is in the wilderness. But meditate. Lift your hand and say, Lord, help my mind. Help my imagination. Holy Spirit, I give you freedom in my imagination. Amen. Two, create a think hour. Create a think hour. A think hour. Other than Pratikan Urmaniki or Lanyan and a think hour and then a think hour. Not for preaching, not for ministry, not to do something else, not to make your request made known to God, nothing for that. But just as a man thinketh, that's what the Bible says, so is he. Proverbs 23. As a man thinketh. So to sit and say, Holy Spirit, birth your ideas. And some of you are going to have supernatural business ideas. You're going to see ideas of enlargement and growth. Out of your existing assets, you're going to see a surplus of blessing coming through. Added assets and blessings coming through. Because God is going to release forth into your life. Creative ideas in the name of Jesus. Let those blessings be yours in the name of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word was what with God, and the Word was? The beginning was the Word, Logos. Which means God taught it. God taught it. Began with a thought. You were in the thought of God before you became a reality on earth. God chose in his mind which is the two people that should come together and make this masterpiece. You don't feel like a masterpiece, do you? But the Bible actually says that. You are God's masterpiece. Ephesians 2 says that. Look at someone and say, masterpiece. You look like a masterpiece. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thought. God thought it. Amen. Hallelujah. See, if you can sit by yourself, allow the Holy Spirit to birth out ideas into your mind. You will be amazed what God can do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Three, develop a system of study. Studying successful people, past and present. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, imitate me or study me as I study Christ. They didn't become successful just because they won a lottery. There were some choices, some decisions, something that they did that brought about that success. Are you with me? Proverbs 13 verse 20. Walk with the wise and you will be wise yourself. Walk with the stupid and you will be stupid. Look at somebody and say, you look like a good person to walk with. You look kind of wise to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Four, have a daily confession. Have a daily confession. confess forth the scripture, speak forth the word, which says God delights in the prosperity of his children. Amen. God delights, open your mouth and say that God delights in the prosperity of his children. God delights in the prosperity of his children. Amen. Confess it forth. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands for some time and say, Lord, change the way that I speak. Change my thought processes. Lord, fill my mouth, fill my mind with the Holy Spirit thoughts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name for some time. Rakeli Sihana, Rais Murakilo Dushina, Uspiki Produce Mala, Jesuki Bakadu Selenjakira, Skill Prosh Marantuniam Ze, Skill Prosh Marantunja Jalana, Skalpas Kamzudala, Santeda Sahidula Ziantara, Zidama Zedu Zamhaleva Se Pushaja, Raikili Via Rayan Zodo. Change the conversations, Lord. Change the mindsets. Change the way they speak, O God. Let divine, holy thoughts, holy words, words that build up, words that raise up, words are creative, words that bless, come forth out of the lips and out of the mouth of your children. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It is a recorded fact that 21 consecutive days of what you do will be what your permanent feature in life is. That is why Daniel fasted for 21 days. 21 days what you do, that's what you speak, that's how you will have it will become a permanent fixture. So 21 days you get up in the morning and you pray. 22nd day you will automatically get up. You will feel miserable if you don't get up. You go to the gym, work out for 21 days. 22nd day you will feel miserable if you don't work out. Are you with me? You will need to go and push some weights. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Number 5, always come to church with a paper and pen. You're getting something, you need to write it down. Are you with me? Recollect it, read it through, take it out in your lips, in your mouth, meditate on it, speak it out. That's a sign of spiritual growth and maturity. I never go for any meeting without a book and a pen, whoever is preaching. I take it. And I think it. Let's close our eyes and pray tonight. To break the cycle of poverty, the last point, always be a giver. I've taught you on that, so I won't preach on that. Always be a giver. You can never come out of poverty unless you give, unless you tithe. Are you with me? Unless you sow. You can never. I'm seriously telling you, you can never come out of it. Usually pastors are hesitant to say that. The reason is because people think, okay, they're asking for money. Please don't. I'm not. For your blessing, for your breakthrough, you need to tithe. I came out of my bondages financially by being a giver. I still do that. This year the Holy Spirit told me one person will overtake me in terms of giving in the church. I don't know who it is, but the Lord said, somebody. I said, Lord, no, I want to be the biggest giver. But somewhere the Holy Spirit told me, somebody will overtake. Giving breaks the cycle of poverty. You have to be a giver. Look at somebody, you have to be a giver. You might not like it, but I'm telling you, you have to. That is the only way. Never come to church empty-handed. Are you with me? When you don't have money to sow, sow what you have. I remember I used to sew shirts. Because I had shirts, I used to sew shirts. I used to sew pen because I had pen. But I made sure that even when I didn't have money, I would sow. I would give. There is always something that you can give. Are you with me? Amen. Elijah broke the curse of poverty in the life of that widow of Zarephath by saying, cook me some bread. Just make something. You're making a donut, make another one for me. See? So it's just not about money. It is your heart and your attitude before God. When you say, you break the cycle by being a giver. Are you with me? Lift, close your eyes. Let's pray together tonight. Church tonight, I want you to come out of that mindset of poverty. You can hear a lot of messages, get so used to hearing one message after the other and not apply any of them to your life. But tonight, take some decisions that in your lifetime you will help. Your lifetime, you will be a giver. You won't be selfish and only thinking about yourself, but you will see the larger picture. Surrender to Jesus tonight. Your mind, your imagination, bring it before the Lord. Your thought processes. Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things, even as your soul prospers. So prosperity begins in the soul. See yourself prosperous, blessed, a big giver, helping people out, furthering the gospel of Jesus. See yourself that way. Father, tonight as a church we come before you. We thank you for your word. And tonight is your disciple, Lord, I ask you that you pour out your wisdom upon every life in this house. Release people from the spirit of poverty and debt and lack. Break that curse, Lord. Let your church prosper so that people will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. That we can be a light on the hill. Let your hand of blessing be over your people. Offer him your hearts tonight. Offer him your mind. Offer him your mouth. Open your mouth and say, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and I receive your word. Help me to walk in your word. I renounce Satan. I renounce poverty. I renounce every plan of the devil. I renounce every debt. I renounce it all in the name of Jesus. I receive your word. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Come into my relationships. Come into my finances. I give you my life, Lord. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. Jesus, may your precious blood speak over my life a better word than the blood of Abel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit. I bring my mind before you. I release my mind from every evil thought, from every wicked thought, from every lie, from every bondage, from every limitedness, from every poverty, from every deception of the devil. I release my mind in the name of Jesus. My mind belongs to God. I surrender to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise and praise and praise and praise and praise. Praise Him tonight.
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.